Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. And our guest today to help us is our guest always with this topic, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville. John, how are you?
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's going on. What do you see on your radar today?
You know, probably like you, I get a lot of people contact me and, you know, want to know if I'll have a cup of coffee with them. And a lot of times it's people that are working for corporations or other big organizations, and they're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. Oftentimes, after listening to them for a while, my advice to them is, you know, keep your day job, because they just don't impress me as people that are going to be able to survive the volatility that they're about to experience. You ever had a conversation like that with somebody?
I have talked to people who just don't really seem to understand the amount of time and effort that it takes to be your own business owner.
Right. And I published a link to an article in Forbes magazine that really seemed to resonate with entrepreneurs in South Carolina. And the title of the article was Entrepreneurship Will Crush Your Soul. The premise of the article is kind of that the entrepreneur's journey is romanticized and glorified and rags to riches and underdog stories. And the reality that many of us have experienced is that startups are really, really hard. Frequently, you know, I'm dealing with somebody that's working in a large organization, whether it's a corporation or government agency or even a university, and my sense is they just have no clue, you know, how hard this really is. And this fellow had two pieces of advice. One was to have a really clear vision and stick to it. One of the things entrepreneurs do is begin to visualize what the world can look like in the future and how their company is going to help create that. And then the second is just to be ridiculously resilient, because you're going to get pummeled from multiple different directions, and you just have to keep going and keep going and keep going if you're really going to be successful.
Since this article came out, has there been some feedback?
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the South Carolina entrepreneurs have posted comments to this article, and that's always good when that happens. One said it's 100% true. One had an interesting observation that said W-2 people just don't understand 1099 and K-1 people. There's this whole freelance culture out there. You're as successful as your ability to go out and generate new business and deliver it, which is very different than people who get a W-2, have a job, get paid every other Friday. For the freelancers of the world, that's just a tremendous luxury. And then there was somebody that says, you know, oftentimes you'll find that the entrepreneur is driven by this, but the spouse didn't sign up for this, did they? They're going through the same volatility as the entrepreneur, and they perhaps even have even less of a sense of control, don't they?
You know, in my experience, I wouldn't even think about starting some new entrepreneurial activity without consulting my spouse first.
Yep, and if you don't, you may not have a spouse long. So it's got to be a partnership, because it's going to be tough. So check the key people around you and make sure that you have them on board and make sure they're going to support you, because otherwise you're going to end up with some of the frayed relationships that this author talked about later. The final comment from somebody that I thought was just, you know, an amazing level of self-awareness, and I really appreciate this person willing to put it out there and just say this. And he said that after 20 years of being an entrepreneur, I've decided it took too much of a toll on me and everyone around me, so I gave it all up to work for an organization. I do not need to worry about keeping the lights on. So, you know, went from 1099 K-1 kind of person to a W-2 kind of person. And this just isn't for everybody. And that's kind of where we started this conversation, was just to say that, you know, it's an exciting thing when it works. Obviously, you can build some wealth and you can be very successful. But, man, is it a roller coaster along the way. And here's somebody, I happen to know this fella, and he's been reasonably successful. But just the volatility and the toll it took on him and his family and everybody else, he finally said, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I really just need to go, you know, get some stability in my life. And that's going to be true for a lot of people. And I think it's important that when you get there, you realize, you know, that's okay. For some people, that's just the best approach to life for them. And so anyway, I thought it was both interesting, the observations you made in this article, as well as, you know, the positive and the maybe negative comments that we received from folks' reaction to it.
Well, John, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies. He also runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more and join the conversation. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.